Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So what's your new target for futures?
So the market has been doing really well in January and February. So I want to give you guys a new target. So 33 contracts times 350 ticks. So I'll use ticks and points interchangeably. But if you hit that target, that's $57,750. The stop loss should also be 350 ticks. So you're risking one to make one. And, you know, when I posted it, I got a little bit of pushback that it costs a lot. You need $33,000 to be able to trade that. But it's like, it takes money to make money.
Can you try to explain this as easy? Because there's people, a lot of people have no idea with anything that you just said. So can you explain?
But they understood NFTs and crypto last year. Like, that's the part that's tough.
Or they thought they did.
Or Web3 decentralized programming. And yeah. Like, so a contract is like a short-term trade that you can do in the futures market.
Mm. And futures... is
you're predicting the future
you're
price
producing
of an asset.
The future price of an asset.
Yes.
It's not a option.
Not an option.
No.
But it's not common stock either.
No.
Commodities.
Yeah, so it's a short-term trade. Mm. And then points and ticks. Ticks is like every penny that moves up. We talked about this in episode 70. Classic. Should have won triple. Got questions for y'all later. But if you go hunt 350 points on NASDAQ, which is a great target, if you let that target run for about an hour, hour and a half, $57,750 is the target you'll hit. And put in chat, if you hit that four times in a month, how much money is that? Because now, since the market is going back up, and we will slide back down, mm-hmm. we have to be able to make money in any economy, whether we're going up, whether we're going down. So I still want you to long-term invest first, but you have to add the trading part to your arsenal. You know, in days when you hit 50 grand, 60 grand, it's not bad. Put a little smile on your face, especially if it's on a Friday. Or you do a Friday and a Monday back to back.
This never hurts.
Yeah, it feel like how y'all did at the brunch.
You said an interesting point about the price points to get into some of these trades.
Yeah.
And we were on a call, and there was a call that I had told people about.
Yes.
And had they gotten to that call,
yes,
they probably would have doubled the money.
Yes.
Which is interesting. But it comes to one of those things. It's like, yeah, especially in the options space, Yeah, especially some of these mega cap companies. Yeah. You know, the contracts are going to be a lot more expensive because the likelihood is there, right? The chances of it happening are more likely. So obviously the contracts are more expensive. Obviously, if you go further out, which is more risky, that's why, when I'm talking to people or teaching them, it's always like, let's say close to the strike, right? Yeah. Like if, you know, you want to be in the money or near the money.
Yes.
That way, if there is a pullback, you know, you're not 70% down.
Yeah.
But figuring out the strategy going into it, right? Am I going to go Medicare? Or am I going to find companies where the contracts are a little bit less expensive? Or like one of the things you suggested, like, yo, what if there's like three people that created an account? Like,
yeah, and power money together.
And power the money together. Now it becomes less expensive on each individual to invest, but the outcomes could be still as great.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's interesting that the mindset or the perspective that you have when you're trying to trade.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said,
you get five friends to put up $10,000 apiece, you have $50,000 now. Have your contract in order.
Right.
Money equally so you guys don't fall out. But when people are like, hey, I can't raise the capital, I'm like, you have to find a way. That's the thing about being an entrepreneur. Whenever a door is closed, you have to find a way over it, around it.
Yeah, find a solution.
You have to find a solution to it. It's too much money out here to say, hey, I don't have the money. There's nothing I can do. Yeah, if some of you are trading well enough, I'll fund you if you're actually trading live.
Yeah. And if you can't do it, every day that you don't, you're actually losing money.
Absolutely.
Because I'm sure a lot of people that are watching, especially earners and obviously the Red Panda family, they've gotten education for over 3 years now.
Yeah.
And so now it's like, all right, you got the information. Mm-hmm. Well, what are you going to do?
Yes. Execute.
That's the missing piece. Yeah.
Because you can take in so much information and know everything and not monetize.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get to a point to learn and then execute right away. And even if you lose, you can come back from a loss, but invest long-term first. And the superpower is if you can invest long-term, do options, futures, Forex, penny stocks together, killing. Going back to the seven streams, like you can eat a bunch of ways off of one tree, but you have to just put the time in. Yeah.
So, all right. We talked about this yesterday at dinner. Shout out to Derek and the whole A16Z family. Mm-hmm. So a Chinese balloon was shot down. Does TikTok need to be finally banned? So this is my understanding of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And you can correct me if there's any
inaccuracies.
I need shook shoddy, not polite
shoddy. So they found a balloon of sorts hovering over a city, I believe, in Washington State.
Mm-hmm. Alaska first.
Yeah,
Alaska. Then Northern Canada, then Idaho. And it was like, okay.
In American Northwest.
Yes.
CIA became aware of it. They thought that it was a Chinese spy balloon.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't shoot it down because it was overpopulated area. So they're like, okay, well, how are we gonna deal with this thing without causing, you know, issues
or panic.
Population?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they tracked it. And it moved across America. And as soon as it got off, I believe, like...
South Carolina.
One of these states in the South. As soon as it got right off of the coast and onto the Atlantic Ocean, they immediately shot it down.
Yeah.
China has said that it was not a spy balloon. It was monitoring the weather. And there was nothing to be concerned.
They couldn't go to weather.com?
It was nothing to be concerned about.
Yeah.
And obviously the CIA and, you know, the American authorities have a different view on it. They feel that it was something to be concerned about. They feel that it was something that was, a threat to national security, different things of that nature. So, all right. So what's the deal with this and how does TikTok come into play?
Because of course TikTok is, you know, which I'm a huge fan of, that stance has not changed. But I think once we're entering a war game era where we have to be very careful. This is the first time, I'm gonna be very, very honest, in a long time that I missed the aggression of Donald Trump. Because if this spy balloon had been floating around when he was in office, I think the response would have been a lot swifter and a lot more aggressive. China is trying to do everything in their power to take the preeminent position globally from us. Now, I think it was a diversion, kind of like when Nancy Pelosi went over to Taiwan and they shot the missiles in the ocean just as a warning shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm starting to get really worried about leadership and what will happen. if China does get close enough to have a lead on us by teaming up with Russia and India. Now back to TikTok. If they can spy on us, get all of our data, all of our financial records, their terms of service, if you read it, you basically sign over your life to them digitally. I think we do need to pass some laws where they break up TikTok and there's a US version that is completely disconnected from China if it's going to have this impact on our children. But we can't let our competitors like spy on us digitally and over the United States home front and lie and say, hey, we just have to weather out when the balloon can control where it's going.
They said it was for civilian purposes, but you brought up a good point, right? So like when Nancy Pelosi was going on over to Beijing, the missiles went off. So the interesting part about when this balloon is discovered, on Friday, the Secretary of State was heading over to Beijing.
Yes.
Now, they said it was for civil purposes. Okay.
There's no civility between enemies.
For a balloon, obviously, they said it's the size of three buses to travel from Alaska across the Midwest to get shot down off the coast of South Carolina. You literally traveled pretty much over the country.
Yes.
But this isn't the first time it's done it.
Yeah.
So it traveled the same balloon or a similar balloon, not the one that was shot down, traveled over Latin America, South America, and Europe.
It's an act of terrorism. If you go across an entire country, like let's go back to the neighborhood. Like if Omar from The Wire just walked through all of every neighborhood and figured out the hot spots, where to attack and where not to, someone would have to stop that, right?
Well, some of the folks, if they're not familiar with Omar from The Wire.
Yes.
Omar from The Wire, if you're watching BMF, is very similar to Lamar.
Yes.
In BMF.
A local terrorist that has to be stopped.
A local person who's terrorizing the neighborhood.
So if you're thinking about it from the worst case scenario, from like a national security risk, what if they're planning a terrorist attack? We've seen from COVID, we aren't prepared for any mid-level attack, let alone a major one, let alone an invasion.
Yeah, and we don't know, right, until they recovered. They said that, you know, the debris spread out over 7 miles off the coast. But you don't know the type of technology that balloon had. You don't know what it was surveying.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's definitely a national security issue, whether it was for civil purposes or not. If something comes into your airfield.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's tricky. I think, especially with the economy being weak, us coming off of COVID and things still being very fragile, in terms of like sentiment of the market and what Americans are feeling, we can't afford this. 2001 was a different time. The country was perceived to be stronger. We're weak. Like America's like Hulk Hogan right now. Like used to be real strong, kind of fragile. You're hoping it can make like a strong recovery. We need better leadership starting with the president. And we can't take this lightly. And this is not my conspiracy theory bag. I'm really worried if China and Russia and India teams up, what can happen over the next 2 or 3 years?
Well,
we will monitor the situation. Yes.
Back.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.